Act 1. 100 Words to Sound Smart and Be More Respected. Introduction. Language isn't just important, it is everything. Henry James. Dictionaries and word books have become increasingly popular as we all write more and more, whether for pleasure or work, on email, blogs, books, and other self-published media. The spoken word, however, has received less emphasis by people, though many of us are attuned to the importance of oral self-expression. This audiobook evolved from our 100 core SAT GRE words titles, which were received well, surprisingly so, in fact. The majority of our purchasers were, in fact, adults long past the school exam phase of their life. We got a substantial number of emails requesting a core list of words that would make people more respected through sounding smarter. Adults wanted to be more respected in their community, business people in their work lives, teachers in their classroom and meetings, and students trying to get into elite colleges. The key fact was these same people wanted to be more respected by their peers and, frankly, those who they perceived as better educated than themselves. They feared using words haphazardly, blatantly, and inappropriately, all wise concerns. Being admirers of William Strunk's The Elements of Style simply recorded that to great acclaim and strong sales worldwide. Simply selected the original version by Professor Strunk, which was shorter, crisper, and more memorable than later, longer ones with other contributors. Simply learned this from our own concise ebook and audiobook, Punctuation, which was done to assist people in their writing. People applauded similar characteristics to what we admired in Strunk and used as our own model. This led to the 100 core SAT GRE words and its big brothers with 500 and 1500 words. After substantial listener and reader feedback, we learned that people wanted to start with 100 words and see how it went before expanding to more. We follow that tact here. Simply owes our focus here to a marvelous new word, disrespected. Disrespected emerged from the sports world. It related to how players treated one another. Did they show respect? Did they diss each other? The abbreviation for disrespected. The interesting point was these concerns did not relate to specific athletic skills, but rather the words used about them. This is a carryover from that. To be respected, you have to respect others. By using good words, you can do that to elevate your game, your word game. With that in mind, we selected a core list of 100 words that will most likely get you more respected the fastest. There are many other words that competed for placement in our list. Simply believes we have chosen the strongest team. We have also selected another 200 for a later audiobook and ebook for you to consider using after mastering the first 100. Don't be daunted by the 100. The 100 are quite enough for most of us. Do note that the purpose of this list is for us to be laser-focused on making you sound smarter, to be more respected. Therefore, otherwise perfectly good words for other purposes are excluded here because they are not appropriate in this context. Slang or popular culture words are among these excluded words, such as angst, avant-garde, catch-22, kitsch, red herring, and white elephant. These are useful words to know, but using them will get you less respect than the others included in our 100-word list. The second group simply bypassed are those whose meanings are misunderstood and will only get you entangled in them, such as disinterested, which means unprejudiced, or alternatives, which means one of two choices, but have been clouded by many people using them inappropriately, such as disinterested for uninterested, and alternative for one of many choices versus just one of two. Best to avoid these words and the language wars over them, despite them often.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?